Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Your name is Caitlin?
Yes.
Oh, hi. My name is Fran Cadlick, and I was billed for something, which I don't even know what it is, so I was wondering if you could look it up for me. I will give you the date. It's
what's your zip code, ma'am?
11789.
And what was your name again?
Fran Cadlick, Cadlec.
And can you confirm the mailing address?
Sure. 9 Elmhurst Road, Sound Beach, New York, 11789.
All right.
And the date was 1/12.
All right, I do see that. It looks like you were enrolled. It's a membership fee for the Factory Direct Savings Store. After receiving a neck massager, it was a promotional deal for them. So they're charging you a membership fee. You do also get a $125 gift card for that store each month that you are enrolled. Do you remember signing up to get that neck massager?
Yeah, you know what? I got the neck massager. There was nothing about a membership or anything like that. Plus, the neck massager did not work, and I returned it, and I just got a second one, and it doesn't work at all, so I'm going to have to send it back. But I do need to dispute this fee. So should I call my credit card people, or what should I do?
Okay, so you wanted to dispute the...
Well, the charge is $54.97
for the membership.
Is that See, I never agreed to anything like that.
It would be in the terms and conditions, so we can do a 50% refund. But when you dispute with the bank, they confirm if you agree to those terms, and once they get the invoice stating that you did, they consider it a valid charge, so they won't refund it. Like I said, we can do a 50% refund for you as a courtesy to you, ma'am, but I can cancel it for you so you don't keep receiving those charges.
See, no, I don't. Okay, there's also like some shipping fees type of thing. The tiny amount, $680 and $680, so like $13. So between the two, it's like $68. And I really have to dispute it because it's not really fair. I totally understand that you're willing to give me 50% back, but I did not.
Hello? Carla, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. Okay. But I did not agree to any membership, and I appreciate that you would be going.
Yes, so when you agreed to the terms and conditions, you did agree to that membership because it's listed there. So regardless of whether you actually read that part or not, you agreed to the terms to get that neck massager, and it also tells you that within 48 hours you will be billed that membership fee as well.
No, I didn't see that. I was not even I know it would probably be under terms, but there was no such thing, and
it was listed there, ma'am. We do disputes all day with banks, and as soon as we send that invoice over, they will send you a denial letter, because even though you may not have seen that part, when you hit I agree, that means I read these terms and conditions, and I'm agreeing to whatever comes along with those terms.
No, I did. You know, unfortunately I had my credit card stolen the number, so I had to just recently change over to I had to close that account after 35 years,
mm-hmm.
And I have disputed a couple of claims, which I did not agree to, and I've won every single one.
Well, see, that's so, because your information was stolen. This is something that you just verified on the line with me. You did do, because you ordered that neck massager. We don't have a way for you to order the neck massager without agreeing to the terms.
Now, let me ask you this, though. Now, this is the second I sent back the first neck massager because it did not work. Mm-hmm. I got the second one just this past week. It does not work, and I'm going to send it back. So I'm definitely. Do you know the name
we
of the
can,
company?
I can either. Yes, it's for Factory Direct Saving Store.
Say it again, please.
Factory Direct Savings Store.
No, I have never even. Factory Direct.
If you would like, we can either send you out another one or I can do the refund for the shipping and handling on that. But the charge you're referring to is not for the actual product. That's for the membership. So that's two separate things.
No, I'm going to have to dispute that with my bank because
okay.
I appreciate your help with all that, but okay. It's not really fair that
I can do 75%, ma'am, as a courtesy, but like I said, well, anytime you do a dispute, they have to confirm with us whether it's a valid charge, and it is a valid charge. I did say I can go ahead and refund the full amount of the shipping and handling as well, since you're saying the product did not work, or either resend you another one.
No, I don't even want to try the third time. I mean, the lady I spoke to, very nice, and but this was, this company is called Pulse TV, and so I don't even think this is the same, because I received the next massager in the mail, but it was a tiny little thing that doesn't even work anyway, and I never ordered this. So something tells me this is not the same company that we're talking about. I have the invoice right here. It says, you're telling me the name of the company is Factory Direct?
That's the store that provides you with the neck massager. The merchant seller that comes on your bank statement, the name may be different. But this is the same company. If it wasn't, then I wouldn't be able to see these charges.
I don't think so. Again, I'm not.
Okay.
No, you are telling me the truth, but I'm going to have to call Mike. Because, again, I've been dealing with this company online for a year now, and I've had a lot of, you know, success with them. But this thing is, I'm pretty sure, a different company, and I do not think I agreed to anything. Okay. Is there any way you have a number that I can call them directly, or?
No, because we are the same company. If you don't want to deal with the representative here, then there's no other number for you to call. We are a third-party call center, so we handle the customer service line for them.
All right. So you had said how much? Said 75%. How much money? Because again, it's the $54.97.
Well, I agreed to do the 50% refund as well as resend a shipping and handling fee because of the product being broken. And you said you didn't want to receive another one, so I can go ahead and do the shipping and handling fee as well, which is $7.95.
See, actually, I have that already. Along with this, I think it's a different company, to be honest with you. Do you have a shipping and handling address? Because they already sent me this. The first time they sent me one, I'll give you the, I have it right here. Nope, that's not it. Do you have the shipping address by any chance?
No, ma'am. Our address and where they send the product from is different. Again, we're a third-party call center, so we're not located in the same building. That's why I was saying I could refund the $7.95. You have not been refunded that, ma'am. They only sent you another product. They resent
okay.
the product out to
I have
you.
I have been charged on this current statement $7.95, and it's
mm-hmm.
from all it says is premium new, which is Florida, and then I was charged from Florida again another. I'm assuming shipping. It was for $6.82.
Okay, we don't have one for $6.82.
Do you have one for $6.84?
No, ma'am.
see, this is what I mean. This is not the same company.
Okay, so the neck massager is what you called for. That was $7.95. That's what I have. I don't have all of the other charges for you.
So I'm being charged. Well, the charge for I don't think is the real the same thing. This was for $54.97.
Okay, I can see that as well.
Let me just tell you the. Let me read it right here. I have it. The one.
Hello.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Oh, go ahead. The phone is going in and out. Go ahead, ma'am. I can hear you now.
Okay. The charge for this particular neck massager that I bought was $35. So, again, that actually it's right on here right now. I'm seeing it. PulseTV.com. It was $36.91. That's a totally separate charge. So whoever is charging me this $54.97 and the $7.95, it's a totally different thing. And that I'm going to have to dispute because I did not agree. You know, it's a totally different thing.
You may have to call, see if the numbers are different. Sometimes the customer service numbers look alike. And they are not the same by one number sometimes. So you may have to call the number that's next to those.
Okay, let me just show you. Let me just read this to you. The one I just called you was 855-429-7295. That's how I just got you.
Okay. You see any other number? I have a number you probably can call.
Okay,
it's an 855 number.
Yes, I see an 85. Go ahead.
855-568-7849.
Okay, can you say it again?
855-568-7849.
Let me just see if I. No, I don't have that on this. See, I'm having major issues ever since they stole my card or my number. I've been getting all these, okay. All right, so this one I definitely is not the neck massager that you think that I bought and that the membership was from. So this is a total separate thing, and I'm pretty sure I can dispute this. I apologize, and I appreciate the fact that you're willing to give me the 50%, but I really don't want to be paying for something that I never even agreed to, okay? So I forgot your name, please. Caitlin, right? Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Caitlin.
Yeah, I forgot your name. I apologize. But, okay, I'm going to have to dispute this claim with my bank because this is a totally separate thing. It's not even the same company. So, but you that $54.97 you said was for the membership, and then you also said that the $855-$795 probably was for shipping or whatever.
Shipping and handling, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so they're the two that I have to probably dispute. I apologize to you. I know you're just doing the best you can with your job, but this is not the same thing again. And the fact that it doesn't even work, and this is the second time, but it's two totally different things. It's not even this particular thing. I did not agree to. Okay, so. I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to have to, talk to my credit card people. But I so appreciate your help, okay?
All right, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.